a wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Mostly we call it talking for the next 3 hours of your life, but it is musical to the ears of a few people out there, I'm sure. Hi, everybody. It's Clayton McKee alongside Kat Carlson, Marty Ryer, and Al Perkins. This is Studio C. It's the show on Q Talk America. We come to you live from Central Phoenix, Arizona, every Tuesday evening. And by golly, we are here again, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, we got Bear in the...
Bear? I haven't seen Bear Walker in the chair in a long time.
He's on the YouTube with Bridget.
Oh, he is. Okay. Very cool. Well, hello, Bear. I know he's been seemingly been traveling a lot. I've been watching on the Facebooks. He's here. He's there. He's nice. Going.
Places to be. Things.
I believe it's Bear that I'm watching do that. Yeah. I know. Pretty sure it is. Him, and then there's another friend of mine named Michael Brent. He's everywhere. All over. I don't know what the hell he's doing either, but... People everywhere got things to do. Everybody's moving. Everybody's shaking.
Meow Cow's been busy, I'm sure, making us maps.
Oh, God. Why wouldn't you? We need
Chief cartographer.
As the senior cartographer, right?
He better be on that. You're welcome.
Of course. There's a lot going on. In fact, this is, just for the record, this is the latest map we've been given. This was last week. And there's some updates to it. We'll figure it out yourself. You can look at that later if you want to, but we may have to
discuss
it.
Your name here, Virginia? Is it still blank?
There is a Santa Claus? Was there really? Yeah. Did it say your name here?
Virginia's blank.
Oh, well, what are we going to do there?
We got to figure that out.
Well, someday when we meet Virginia.
It's okay.
Meet Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, hokey smoke.
Bear doesn't travel, but I am off and on, he says.
Oh, well, that's good. At least you got part of that figured out.
There you go.
I did see a picture of you. Bear posted a picture, maybe it was earlier today or yesterday, of his cute little face just up there. But no, I think I'm confusing you with Michael Brent, who runs around and goes, oh my God, Joey from Canada! Hokey smokes, Bullwinkle, look at that.
You
must have docked the houseboat.
I'm saying.
Wow, Joey, what's up? We haven't heard or seen from you in a while. Did you just get the interwebs back going up there in the northern part of...
that hamster just...
Oh, yeah. Working
it gets cold in the wintertime.
There's my mom.
He's represented by Southern Ontario.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Remember the part that she was trying to turn to the U.S.?
Meow Cow's just so good at that.
Yeah.
He's a delight.
A
delightful in-home cartographer.
Senior. Well, yeah, that's right. Out of all cartographers we have...
He's the most senior.
He's the most senior. Did we just call him old?
No.
We don't care.
No. I don't think so.
Honestly, we don't care.
I'm just... And I'm pissing vinegar.
I was going to try to... Right. Is it a lesbian holiday? What is it?
I don't know.
You two are both kind of cantankerous.
I was just going to say... Well, we know that I'm not PMSing. Can't blame that.
Don't you?
Danny
just all personality.
Oh.
What you signed up for?
What did you have to do to get out of that igloo, sir? I'd like to know. Private message me maybe on that one. Not so much in the chat room.
Yeah, because that'd be awkward.
Yeah, Bear and Drew are next week for their birthdays. Aaron is this week.
Very cool.
Drew is someone we haven't heard from in a long time either.
No, huh?
I do still see him on the Facebooks doing whatever they're doing up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still probably trying to dig out, just like, you know.
Yeah.
Poor Meow Cow.
Oh, you know, I haven't seen his. I wonder if he still does his...
Their podcast?
The podcast, yeah.
I don't know.
Webcast or whatever it was.
I think so. I don't... I
used to find that quite funny, and I just kind of lost track. And God knows they're like 3 hours shorter than ours. I don't know how.
How do you
find it? Well, maybe you just couldn't see it because it was so small.
Yeah,
because if I'm not mistaken, their podcast was more like opened a beer, had a conversation while they finished the beer, end of podcast.
Yeah. Sometimes it was driving to get the
sometimes,
beer.
Sometimes, right. Which,
would be podcast
sometime.
Over.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, based on what you just stocked the
fridge. I've been here for half an hour.
It's appropriate. It's a warm summer's day.
Appropriate.
Actually, it didn't hit 100 again today.
No, and it's not going to until Sunday.
I know. So, I just do not want to hear about this later. Like, we have gotten away with a lot.
Oh, yeah. Getting away with a lot. We're going to pay for it, because we always do.
Right. Always. But we're...
But it is mid-May of pleasant weather.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We've had, like, two miserable days.
I do believe, based on news reports that I've been seeing, haven't we... We've crested around the backside of all allergy stuff now, right? Aren't we pretty much cleared up?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I mean, you're not dead.
I don't know. All you have to do is look at him.
Well,
really.
Right. I'm using him as a barometer for this because they've been saying on the news that like we think we've crested, like we're over the hill, and now we're on the everybody's getting better.
And Monday, his birthday is last week. He's over the hill.
Yeah.
See, look at that.
Wow.
Still older than me.
She's not too old.
Wow, indeed.
Stabber.
I do have to say, whether it was just sheer exhaustion or like just dead after a long weekend, but I slept Monday, yesterday. Like hard. I haven't had 8 hours of like not waking up to like sneeze and blow my nose and like just generally scream at the trees. It's been a long time since I got 8 good hours of sleep.
That's funny.
And it was delightful.
Good.
I was so rested I stayed on the couch.
I'm so rested I decided to do nothing
today. Didn't move at all.
I think it's great.
It's good I told people as I was getting off of work on Monday morning, I was like, fuck it. The creek can rise. I don't care what happens. I am going to bed, and I am not getting up. Don't call me. Don't look for me. It explains me being single a lot.
A lot of it does, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. There's some spelling of Virginia. Oh, I should put my glasses on so I can see it.
In the map?
Yeah, he just updated the map.
Updated the map.
I love updates.
Shit, now I've got to get a new... Now I've got to update the new... Okay.
Virginia, I think it says.
Vagina?
Vagina? Oh, is it vagina? Western vagina?
Western...
I just
further
love,
Western vagina?
I just love that. Southern Ontario, good enough. Maps are hard.
Okay, some of you have to... Fire me the new picture of the map whenever you get it.
Oh, and Oz has moved to Kansas where it belongs.
Very nice.
That makes a lot more sense because she was in Wyoming, and I was like, what?
I didn't, and further western Wyoming at that,
right,
you know? I was a little confused.
No, that's just straight up Idaho, but it's fine. So the link is in the chat room.
Oh, that's what you're going to make me do. Okay.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay.
It's on
I'm here. I got it. I'm here. Good enough maps are hard.
There's it.
Thinner Jersey. There's newer Jersey.
New thinner Jersey.
Newer Jersey, New Jersey, thinner Jersey.
Yep. Is that because they got rid of Chris Christie or is he still there?
Oh, no.
Sorry.
He left last election, right? Didn't New Jersey get
a
Democratic governor?
Did they? I don't remember.
I think that's correct.
It's so difficult because when you turn on the TV, he's still there, and I don't understand why.
I don't know that there's anything truly exciting, but there's primaries in 4 states today, right? But NBC's not paying close attention. One of them is Pennsylvania, which is like that biggie because they think that they can flip 10 of the 18 seats.
Oh,
so I really thought MSNBC would be doing more about that.
Maybe they don't.
I think it was. They were talking to Kornacki several times today.
Oh, they're just
throwing
it in.
So I believe it's going to be this evening that they're going to be. When polls close and results start rolling in.
They didn't want to pull like a Wolf Blitzer and just talk about it all day.
No, they do that. Don't worry.
No, they do get there. But today it was at all election all the time. They had other shit to be done.
I think Pennsylvania was the only. I think it's the only big state that had primaries today.
Okay.
But I just love to see my boyfriend next to the screen.
Kornacki.
Yeah. He and I have a beautiful relationship. He stays in my TV.
You get along well.
Yeah.
Yes. I understand.
Okay, we're going to delete
Seems
the
like
old
a legit
map.
Relationship.
I'm going to use the new map.
Hi, Summer. Hi, Danielle.
My gosh, everybody. Holy cow. Everybody's in there.
It's
Our ratings
exciting.
Are up for a show.
Rip Taylor, everyone was
everyone.
There.
Everyone. It's exciting.
Best ratings ever.
Mostest.
Hi, ladies. Hi, gentlemen.
The best people, the best
ever,
ratings.
Ever.
Okay, so here's the new map. Let me see if I can... I didn't see this one. There's Clayton Country in the Missouri map. That's funny.
That's fantastic.
That's funny shit. Who fucking knows what this shit is?
And I was like, oh, and then go to Clayton to your right. Corn and bad abortion laws. Also, more corn.
Yeah. More corn. Further South Carolina. Oh, then here we can see.
I love Iowa crossed off. Yeah. I just say, fuck you.
There's the thinner Jersey. All this. Now, where was...
I love that it's Long Island. Thinner Jersey is Long Island.
Southern Ontario. Good enough. Joey, hope you enjoy that.
Maps are hard.
Hope you enjoy that, my dear friend.
Amina, hello.
If you go...
This is fantastic.
Oh, wait. I forgot. Has Penis of America always been on it or not?
I
forgot.
Yeah. I think so.
That's fantastic.
Got it.
Yep. That's just good shit. And the moose?
Yeah.
Or the Mises?
Mises
as it were.
From Palin. Yep. Yeah. Moose are smarter.
Speaking of that,
Yeah.
Because I didn't write it down to talk about later. So you do,
let's talk about it now.
David Letterman, my next guest, needs no introduction.
Tina Fey.
Oh, have you watched that?
I have not yet, but it's on my list to definitely
watch. I took a nap during the Tina Fey one.
It was really good.
Was it?
Because I hear that she calls him out about why he never had female writers.
Oh, it doesn't really call him out. Just they have a very honest conversation about it.
Okay. Interesting.
And he tries to laugh it off and say,
I thought
like,
he did have a female writer and that was a problem. Wasn't it? Wasn't that who he got accused of?
Yeah, somebody somewhere.
But I thought that was a female writer.
He said he
had been a producer.
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Okay.
He didn't consciously not have female writers. It's like it just never came up. And he's like, and I thought, well, why would they want to work on my horse and pony show? It comes out in 12:30. Tina says, we do.
Yeah. You're one of David the biggest Letterman. Damn shows, yeah, right?
Don't try self-deprecation for your reason for not hiring.
No, because if I had to pick a late night show to do, I mean, back in the day, I would be screw Leno, screw Conan. I'm going directly for Letterman if I could,
right?
Because he was the. I really wish I would have appreciated the humor more when I was younger,
right?
So now I go back and occasionally here I watch this and that or the other things that he did, but I didn't really get in that groove until later on. Mm-hmm. And there were other things that were funny that I didn't find funny back in the day that I now find more.
Right. Yeah. He was very acerbic and very, very dry. So mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. and sometimes he crashed and burned. Like sometimes things just failed with guests because he didn't do that thing that made me hate Leno so much. Where he spoon-fed them every time. And somebody went backstage and was like, all right, what do you want to talk about? Come up with a story. Mm-hmm. So he can, like, softball to you. We've been on interesting vacations. Just because people don't know how to be talk show guests anymore. Mm-hmm. And
it's because they took the smoking and drinking out of them.
Letterman. True. And celebrities just got dumber and dumber.
Right.
Well, sure.
Yeah. But Letterman wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do the pre-interview.
Didn't talk to him at all.
No, I mean, no, he didn't have the producer go. No, none of them talked to the guests for real. A producer went in and did the pre-interview and got that all set up.
Got the notes on the card.
Got the notes on the card already, and he wouldn't do it. And that's why sometimes those guests were so uncomfortable. And, like, Cher just called him a straight-up asshole. But he wasn't prepared. He was, like, not really that familiar with your career. You have to tell me something about you.
Sure.
And it was always better to watch him because you had to work and be like, all right. And if you wanted to keep up with him, he wasn't throwing softballs. He made it really tough. And Madonna said, Cher's right, you're an asshole. That was my favorite thing.
Well, and when he would fail, when he'd fail miserably, then he just kept it going.
Oh, yeah. And, like, Oprah.
Yeah, exactly.
He called himself out.
He would just keep
And then do it to going. Death. And it was so it became that uncomfortable office humor that people are like, some people can't watch The Office at first because it's that uncomfortable humor. And you're like, no, like, I don't want to watch. I don't want Squirm TV. I used to call it Squirm TV.
Right.
Because you're just like, oh, no, stop doing that, which was all Michael, whatever he was. That's all he
Michael
was.
Michael Scott.
But Michael Scott, but it was so goddamn funny. And then the second time you watched it when you weren't squirming so much, you're like, I can't watch this. This is awful.
Aaron watches that all the time.
Oh, Ernie. It's the most charming show.
The Office. All the time.
It's a good go-to.
I had not watched it.
I've never watched
and
it.
And 7 years ago, started, like, because that's what she'll put on before she goes to bed. Mm. And, of course, I'm not falling asleep.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sitting there watching it, and I would just burst out. Did he just, what? No, he did not.
Yeah.
He could not have just said that. Oh, and you're right. You kind of squirm because you're thinking,
And then you'll think about it an hour later, and you're like, God damn, that was really funny.
That was funny.
Like, just the stupid
so
shit that was
awkward and so dumb.
And they had one season where they just couldn't find their footing without him, and then it got funny for the last two. And, like, so sweet. Yeah. Jim and Pam. Completely in love.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. John
Krasinski.
Can do no wrong. Like, he is just golden, because he'll always be Jim from because he looked like Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay,
with the the ill-fitting shirt and the musty hair and 20 some years old in his big boy clothes,
that
he doesn't wear anywhere but there, so it doesn't quite fit right. He just looked it so perfectly.
I now enjoy it tremendously.
Yeah, but
I always feel like Michael Scott goes to say something, I'm like,
because
I feel bad for him. Because I mean, really.
And when the baby's name is Asturd.
He's like, I'm adopting. And Pam's like, really? And yeah, find me a Chinese child. I want this one. And he gives her a picture. Like, well, no, you did not. A aunt! Hi, honey. Yeah, but no, you did yeah, but
when,
not just
when the girlfriend
it.
Has the baby and he thinks the baby's name yes. is Astrid for the whole episode and it's Astrid. They're all trying to not say Astrid and they need her to say the name. And they're just trying to get around it. And when she says Astrid, they're all like, oh.
Yeah, it is. It's a very, very, very funny
movie. Oh, God.
Yeah, and that just
so good bit. Times. But watch that because that Tina Fey episode is terrific.
Awesome. Yeah.
Kat Carlson.
Well, I was hopeful for the Tina Fey episode, but I was napping.
It's available.
I turned
on
it on. Mm-hmm.
I said
it
takes me two times to get through Pod Save America or Love It or Leave It because I sleep.
Took a nap.
You've been busy.
T-shirts.
Not to softball you. Hey, what have you been doing? Where have you been on vacation?
Yeah.
No. But yeah, you've been busy. Pre-show, you were talking about it.
Many t-shirts. Menti t-shirts are to be made this week and next week and potentially the week after that.
Anything in particular?
So much t-shirts.
Or
I've got a couple of fundraising projects that we're working on. We've got a couple of the sexiest bartender contenders or competitor, whatever you call those people.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Contestants.
Well, you were one once. What did you call
twice.
Yourself?
I was one twice.
Okay, twice.
I called myself a dummy.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, no, it's a very fun event and everyone should do it once. No one should do it twice.
Oh, the year that Kyle Ward, when he came out and won the talent thing,
in the wheelchair, didn't
he? In the wheelchair, where Tuesday almost lost him off the steps of the stage, singing. Oh, what is the goddamn song from that?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Don't Cry Out Loud.
Don't Cry Out Loud. I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure if that was it. It was.
I like that he's ever seen Drop Dead Gorgeous, but he's lived it in real life.
Because so many drag performers have done it and seen things, but I had never heard of that scene before, ever.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to even think of it when he's sitting there in the tiara and the outfit in. Chair, and she did Tuesday. Her name is Tuesday. She almost lost to the front wheels, went over the first step, and we're like, oh fuck. And he kind of had to help her, but she got him back up.
That's hysterical.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Oh yeah,
we play this game where she doesn't pretend doesn't know who I am. Who are you?
But anyway, so I've got a couple of those projects, and then I don't know, just a couple of orders. So I got some shirts that we're gonna make for the Value Theater.
I like it.
No, I figure I know who the tie-in for with that is.
Sure we do.
Yeah.
Sure we do.
Who's that?
We've got...
Cosette.
Yeah, our friend Cozy.
Nice.
And what else? Somebody that's vying for Entertainer of the Year, I believe, had me make some shirts up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, just a bunch of stuff.
Now, I realize you're not the only source in the world for screen printing
Certainly
shirts.
Certainly no.
However, here's my curiosity with this.
Yes,
I'm probably
is.
The nicest one.
Oh, by all means. But here's what I'm wondering. I'm thrilled that people are flocking to you, but I don't know why other companies, when they do this, it seems like to work with you, it seems very easy. Like,
sure.
You're the person, you go through you figure it out, you know how to work a calendar, so you can do all it.
Here I am.
And it always seems like anybody else I've heard in the past that ever tried to get shirts done from wherever, it was just a fucking nightmare to get them done from anybody. And I was like, I think we went through this years and years back. And it was the company out of Tempe. I mean, they've now sold and moved on, but still, it just seemed like it was an act of
and
Congress.
Why? But yeah, why it was that difficult?
Yeah,
yeah, and I don't know, but I mean, I know that in general, like I'm an oddity when it comes to my attitude towards service. You know what I mean? Just whether it's at the bar or it's the shirt company or whatever else I decide to do, like my attitude towards service is an oddity in every industry.
To actually provide it?
Right.
Sure. And follow
to care about it and go out of my way and to do it cheerfully.
Follow through.
Right.
Like oh, cheerfully.
Almost had me.
Yeah.
I was on board.
Swing and a miss.
Anyway, so I this week.
So when I joined the company.
Listen, fuckers, just because I'm not nice to you all.
No, I meant us, not you. You are cheerful.
Well, not really. Oh.
Okay. Well, I guess we weren't going to let you have that one either.
Pass me another beer. That's what we're
just
doing today.
Just kidding. Gosh. Anyway.
But yeah, so very, very busy. Shirts.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
How is child management going?
I don't remember what they look like.
child management.
No, that's
she
not true.
She puts herself in timeout in the garage. She just closes the door. And she's like, oh, no.
Mommy's going into timeout. Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. We're getting there. I'm about ready to move the shop into a different room in my house that has a door.
Okay.
And these people will never see me again.
Because you're going to build like an exit out of the back?
the window's big enough. I could probably get in and out through the window if I had to. No, the children are lovely. Sunday was, of course, Mother's Day. I hope everyone called their mother.
I went and saw mine.
Well, see,
I was sick as a dog. So
look at you going the extra mile.
Yeah, well, 12 miles, but whatever.
Happy Mother's Day, Mama Di, and Summer and Danny, and just, you know, the whole nine yards. But
my cousin Mike is tuned in. He's listening too. Hi, hello, Michael.
Yes, happy Mother's Day, Di. I don't think I sent out Mother's Day text because I. Oh, I perhaps went out for a cocktail after work and then crawled into bed.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I was not feeling well, so I apologize for being, like, thoughtless.
No.
Yeah. No. You know, not every Mother's Day can be a winner.
Well, I enjoyed this, and I'm just going to jump in because we're talking about Mother's Day. I got to Mom's house, and it was an oddity that Mom had, her wallet and her sunglasses laying on the counter of the kitchen. I'm like, so I'm like, going somewhere, Mom? She's like, well, I thought because I'm out of white wine and potato chips that you could just run me up to the store.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
So we did that, and I offered to go in. She's like, no, I'm good. They know me here. And she just sashayed in, got her wine, got her stuff, got back in the vehicle, went back to the house. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, girl.
That's fantastic. That's great.
And then she reminded me, she's like, well, do you remember what we did last year? And I can't remember. I'm thinking, we normally go to like a brunch somewhere. I didn't know. She's like, no, you were home in bed sick from food poisoning.
Oh, God.
Good memories.
There you go. Right?
I had blocked it. But now I know it again.
Yeah.
Now it's back.
Yeah,
it's
I
back
got
like good. A vengeance.
Oh, that first day back from Mexico. I didn't get food poisoning in Mexico. Oh, no. I got it from my own refrigerator.
Bad.
Jesus Christmas. That was rough.
Bad. Good. Yeah.
Jesus Christmas.
Not good stuff.
Anyway. Don't recommend it.
No.
So anything else? Sure. We just kind of shit all over your segment.
That's good. Yeah. No, I think I'm fine. The end. You're welcome. Marnie, what'd you do?
I went to prom.
Oh, I saw the picture. You
handsome couple.
Yes, look at you. Thank you.
I thought it was a scene from Facts of Life when I saw the picture.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Joe and Blair.
Exactly. Well, I was
well, not Blair, sure. But you know.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. We did. We had a really nice time. We were chaperoning.
I should hope so. Otherwise, awkward.
Going back a day, you know.
Who are these two 40-something-year-old women at our prom?
Don't say that in front of Aaron. She'll kill you.
Which part?
The 40-something.
Oh.
Sure.
I'm just saying, you know. 38. 39.
She's
not
40. Oh, now it's sensitive.
Yeah, now it's sensitive.
Now 40's like a threat.
That's exactly it.
I hate to tell you, Ernie, it's coming whether you want it to or not.
40's a white van in a parking
that's
garage
right,
now.
That's right. You want some candy?
Threatening.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I don't want to get too close.
Every time somebody says white van in a parking lot, I just want to buy some speakers. Right. That's all.
Sure.
That's fair how they lure you in, and then bam, you're 40. Yeah,
that's right.
It's a lovely Kenwood stereo.
Damn it. I was supposed to stay away from the van.
What's a Daewoo speaker?
What does that mean?
They sound wonderful. I'll take them.
I'm sorry they don't match, but it was the deal I could get.
Woo.
Fell off a truck.
Daewoo.
It fell off a truck.
Right into
the van. So we had a nice time. We went and we mocked children. I mocked children. I've never quite seen it. You know, you forget from whence you came, kind of. Because I'm sure when I went to prom in 87 and 88, that when I
went to prom twice?
Sure did. Why?
Junior and senior.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they can repeat that shit?
I didn't go to either one of them, but yeah, I understood that they had them 2 years, two separate years.
I went to senior prom.
Yeah.
More for my sisters, and a friend needed a date. Her boyfriend was out of the country, out of the state, I don't know. Lived in Niagara Falls. There was some story.
Right. There was some background.
From the Breakfast Club. And
That's right.
It's always a big joke in Niagara Falls is because his girlfriend is from the Niagara Falls area.
Yeah.
Area. Not specific.
Area, yeah, exactly. Not specific because he doesn't exist.
Right.
I caught on to that. Yeah. Thanks.
So, anywho, I'm sure that there were people scantily clad. But I remember them being clad. And
even back in the day?
Yes. Yeah. And
we all had shoulder pads.
Yes, I
yeah,
don't
well, God
think.
Knows. And they're back, because that's what was in my jacket, because I'm telling you, I was going to rip them out, and the woman was like, you can't rip those out. Like, why not? The fuck do I need these things for? I look like a linebacker already.
But they slim you. Don't you remember Dynasty? Made you look like a tiny
well,
waist.
Yeah,
between
if
your
you
shoulders
had
and
a
your
tiny
rack.
Waist.
Yeah.
My God.
If you already,
Bit like Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
So, but I don't remember short dresses at any formal dances.
So
from my sister's era through mine, I don't remember anyone wearing anything short.
I would say to a degree.
So it was hard to be scantily clad when you couldn't see any legs.
No, because to a degree, because of the whole 84, 85 kind of Madonna, the short.
Right.
The shorter dress, all lace kind of thing.
Right, no one wore that to our, the prom.
Oh, they did. That I saw. But this was, like, we played bingo. As chaperones, you get to play kid bingo, kind of.
Hand job under the bleachers.
Right, like,
what are you catching? That's just free.
What are you catching, people? That's the free space.
That's the free space. You can't wait on
maybe
that to win. It's happening every 5 seconds.
Let's not do that while we're talking about the free space. But, you know, the awkward, if there was the time where you looked up and you're like, awkward, or did you see too much? And it was when, it was at the Children's Museum, and it was a great venue.
Where is the Children's Museum?
Right down on like 7th Street and Van Buren.
Okay.
South east corner.
Okay.
And it's a great venue, but they can only use the stairs, right? Going up and down. And they're like the grand staircase kind of thing. So there are three levels that they let you be on in this place, but you have to use the stairs to get to them. And it was because they don't want them, you know, kind of fucking in the elevator is what I'm assuming. And they, I'm just not kidding, because they are like, nope.
Yep, close door, start it.
Not going to happen.
Fire it up, free space.
That's right. And they, so this chick comes running up the stairs in heels. I still don't even know how she was pulling that up.
I'll show you later on.
Wait, there you go.
On your tippy toes.
Love of God, I'm just...
Yeah.
How more people didn't biff it the whole time. I was hoping. But
it was on her bingo card.
Oh, God. I would have laughed and laughed after I made sure they
Hoop skirt
were okay,
goes over the head.
We've
all seen
care.
It.
Funny. Anyway, this chick comes up and has a... Yeah. No, Jan Burr wasn't there. Came running up the stairs and had this... it was a split that went up the... Like, I feel like the skirt maybe turned when it was supposed to be on the side.
Splits are usually on the side.
I think so.
Oh.
And,
but they're awfully convenient when they're in the front.
Oh, yeah. There's a time saver.
You're running up the stairs toward everyone that's right there. And I thought, oh, should someone say something?
Better than running downstairs towards them all.
No, because there are a lot of people.
If only there was a chaperone there.
Everything was there.
If only there was a lady to help her.
No. Fuck that. I was walking around with a little tiny scissors for all the guys. Because of their... Oh, that came out wrong. Hold on. Let me back that.
Oh, little nipper you.
Yeah, come here, you little nipper snapper. Yeah, you're not going to fucking call
me.
That's not really how that works.
No, out of their suit, for their suit coats.
Okay.
Because none of them know to cut the back.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the split?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
None of them know that. And no one teaches them that.
Okay.
So, last year, I was beside myself.
Leave it to the lesbian to teach the men how to wear a suit.
I'm saying.
Good work.
I was beside myself because I was like, what? Why isn't it? Someone needs to tell that. Oh, my God. And he was trying so hard, this guy last year, to be so grown up and, you know, and he just walked around looking like a dumbass in that thing. And I thought, somebody needs to tell him. I didn't have a scissors.
Okay.
So, this year, I brought one. And I was just, I made this guy that is like in charge of student government, whatever. He said, I've never paid attention to that before. And I'm like, yeah, at the beginning of the goddamn year, you need to be teaching these guys so that they can go to homecoming and prom and whatever and look sharp.
So is it fair to say that you are the suit snipper?
I am the suit snipper, which... Take that as it may, as you may. It's fine. I will go with that.
That's what they're going to call us now, suit snippers.
I'm good with that.
lesbians with scissors.
So what happened at your prom, son? Well, there was a dyke there with a pair of scissors running around, chasing guys.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Get over here.
Marnie the Moyle.
Oh, new name.
Oh, go figure.
That's
Moyle. I like it.
Funny.
Hey, Moyle.
Moyle.
I like it.
I'm here for the bris.
Come here. Not going to make any babies tonight,
though. Oh, for crying in the bucket.
I'm here to cut the tip off someone's penis. How is that an okay thing to say when you walk through the door? Barbaric.
Barbaric.
I try to get people to not do that to their children. Just stop.
Smart. Yeah,
stop
you've
it
about
now.
That before.
Smart. Soap and water.
Right. It's you know, it's harder to apply than you think.
Yeah. I mean, I realize there's an age where the boys are not going to wash anything right anyway. So there's a good 4 or 5 years where the whole undercarriage is just going to smell. So just don't go near it.
It might be 10 years, yeah. Honestly. Because I feel like I'm 4 or 5 years into it already. It's not getting any better.
Yeah, it's a scissor sister.
You're a scissor sister.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Pretty sure that's what
nice, Joey.
Yeah. Slightly. That's exactly right, sir.
No, nice
well played. You have been missed. I enjoy that. Oh.
Well, you got out alive. That's really all that matters. Yeah. And so did all the kids.
You don't know that.
What?
Okay.
Wow.
Now it's Friday the 13th / prom night.
I'm just saying. You don't know.
Where's Billy?
One
we don't know.
We can't say.
We can't say.
We can't say.
I don't know what's different about you this week, but I like it.
The homicidal lady with the scissors.
Yes.
That's my favorite version of Marnie.
Marnie the Moyle.
That's my girl.
There's the Marnie I remember.
There's the Marnie I like to hang out with.
Just
what are you doing later? Let's go have a drink.
Just slightly left a homicidal.
I get my scissors.
Don't run. No running.
No running.
No. Alfie boy.
Oh, well, mostly I worked. I picked up an extra shift and... let's see. Tuesday, I drank before I got here.
You have to go back that far. We can just pick it up Wednesday.
Wednesday. I think I wrote that down. Wednesday, I drank.
Sounds
Thursday,
new.
Friday, Saturday,
sensing
Sunday,
a pattern.
I worked. Monday, I slept. And today, I had a lovely lunch with a woman I used to work with many, many, many years ago at the Taco Bell. She worked back in the office for the franchise owner. And we became friends. She's from Brooklyn. And just a funny, funny lady. We hit it off from the day we met, and you know she worked in the office behind. Just happened to be that those two things were in the same parking lot.
Okay.
And her birthday's the 13th or the 14th. I can't remember which. So we've always gotten together to celebrate our birthdays together. So we had lunch today, and it was fun. Drove up to God's Last Half Acre and to Thompson Peak, and who gives a shit.
Oh my God!
You passed my house.
Yeah.
Why? Where in the hell do you have to have this meeting? This lunch?
I try to have it near her. Like her life's a little bit harder than mine.
Oh, okay.
So she's taking care of her. Well, taking care of her mom. Her mom's not ill or anything. Just her mom's 92 and a pain in the ass.
That happens.
So you know, so it's doctor's appointments and living with mom and you know catering to mom who's very specific about her needs.
Okay.
So. But you know, can't drive her during June.
Right.
She has to do everything. So it was a funny conversation, funny day.
And is she retired now? This woman, is she just taking care of her mom full time?
She retired a few years ago. Her and her husband are both retired. Oh. So
I know maybe she was still working for a Taco Bell franchise. Somewhere.
Oh no, I feel like she left before I did, but I don't. I honestly don't remember anymore the sequence of events. But we've stayed in touch, and she came out here from New York and. Seemed to any depression or dip in the economy we had, she just like they were always aimed right at whatever career she was doing at the time. It kind of sucked.
Oh,
you know the Symington thing in '88. Like there were two victims and she was one of them.
Yeah,
just stupid shit like that. But so much fun. So it's a shame as we only really put the effort in once a year, but. At least
maybe you'd be like, I don't like her very much.
Oh, no. I used to work there, like, see her every single day.
What is wrong with me?
I'm
hateful.
I love this.
What?
She might just be awful.
What are you drinking?
Hate juice.
Out of a camera lens.
I don't know. No. What is wrong with me?
I approve.
It was wonderful.
J'approuve.
It was wonderful Friday with all the birthday wishes, and then... Friday Friday night into Saturday was one of the worst nights of work I think I've ever had.
Oh, no.
The last one that was that bad, I left for Hawaii the next morning, so there was definitely a different end
to
it.
So your actual birthday?
Yeah, the birthday
into the next day?
Yeah. I think it was Friday into Saturday. Holy shit burgers. Yeah, it was Friday into Saturday, and then Saturday was okay. Oh, my God. It was just nuts, and in the middle of it, I mean, the building was burning down. It was just awful. And somebody says, because there's a break room right in the, like, right at the end of their semicircle pods, and on the other side of the semicircle, there's a break room, and somebody had closed the door, and every once in a while, someone goes in and, like, there's a little couch in there and, like, lays down, turns on the light, takes their 30 minutes to, like, recharge.
Right.
So one of the girls that I was working with goes, oh, you got to come in the break room and see who's sleeping. I was like, God, you motherfuckers, who's laying down? I opened the door and they had a birthday cake going. So in the midst of like the building burning down, they sang the fastest game song. Because you're supposed to sing happy birthday to you while you wash your hands.
Right.
Because
right.
twice through is how long you should wash your hands for or some shit.
Right.
Oh my God. They had happy birthday to you out in like 10 seconds, blew out the candles, made my wish, got out back on the floor with cake in hand, like shoving it in my mouth. It was really charming.
You're all motherfucker.
I was so mad that somebody had decided in the middle of this fire to go like, I'm going to go lay down. I'll kill you myself. I'm going to take your organs and put it in the sick person. So it was funny. And they were like, no, don't get mad. Nobody's in there.
No, we mean this night.
So that was very cute. And it was everything bunt cake. Is that what it's called?
Yes, everything.
Oh, raspberry.
Everything
Bundt cake.
Yeah.
Raspberry white chocolate with this icing.
Bundt.
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 Bundt. Bundt.
Oh, it's a cake.
So good.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah, it was delicious. It was delicious.
White chocolate raspberries and...
Oh, congratulations to your sister, Jenny. That's fantastic.
Some kind of icing that was just sugar. You know, sugar, butter.
It's all sugar, right.
All the flavors were there.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate it while... running. Like, it was just funny to see somebody with like icing on the side of their mouth as they're like, okay,
we're coding
I'm
over
back.
Here.
Yeah. I got coffee and cake. I'm good. Good. Got two more hours in me. And you
sugar.
Sugar.
Before the next round of sugar.
Yeah. Right. And that was the night that like came into a shit show. Like, like we had to go to another floor to find a shit show and bring the shit show to us. And about 10 o'clock, I looked at a coworker, my nose up, and I'm like, if I don't get coffee in me in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to bite you. So one of us has to make this happen. Biter or bitey, but somebody's going to make that coffee.
You have a coffee machine on your floor, right?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it was just like you couldn't leave your one foot. Like, you just could not get to anything. And so finally, it was like, okay. Can everybody just hold their shit together so I can hit the one button on the Keurig? And then it's terrible. I stand like right there at a patient's door and suck coffee through a straw like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, but this is a guy who just like chews on the coffee grounds anyway.
Find a vein.
And I'll be in an isolation gown in a room, and I'll just lean out and like get the straw in my mouth and like suck down half a cup.
You could totally just be like a nasty fucker and just pretend to chew.
I feel like you need
coffee in your.
I need like a Camelback.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Oh
my God, that's a terrific idea.
They just hire someone on every floor. That's like, you know, in a boxing ring, you've got the guy with the water bottle that's always good.
Yeah.
You just need somebody going around.
Don't they have a fucking candy striper that can do that?
Well, no, we don't have those anymore.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
And they wouldn't work at night.
No.
But I,
fuckers.
Sons of bitches.
And those motherfuckers wouldn't work at night.
Selfish volunteers.
Yeah.
Selfish volunteers.
And they're
little whores is what they are, because, you know.
God damn.
Everybody shut up. Just let Marnie talk.
She's going to call them whores in a second.
She's angry. That's all good. I'm not that angry. I'm just.
Would you like some popcorn?
No, I'm good.
Thanks. I brought the party size.
Yeah, the party size. What'd you do?
Well, I helped her bring in the party size popcorn with a dolly.
Oh, there you go. No, nice. Did you bring a case?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's a really big bag, though. I tried to bring it in by myself.
I got all excited that she had some shipped here from Amazon that needed a hand truck.
Oh my gosh. No. Should we do that?
Oh my God.
I don't see the harm in it.
I don't either.
He's got all this storage space now.
Hold up the bag. Hold up the bag so we can see. This is the overhead shot. Look at the size of this bag of popcorn. It's bigger than her head.
Compared to my head.
It is.
It's bigger.
I would say like 1.5. Oh, wait,
no, here.
Two.
This is a better shot. That's the better one.
That's the better shot?
Look at that. Look at how big that bag of corn is.
That implies that she's got a really large head and you should be upset by anything. Look at my occipital lobe so clearly defined there.
Don't even know what that is. My God.
Fair enough.
Does everybody have an occipital lobe? I hope.
You can really see owls, though.
Prominent.
I need a Snickers.
Prominent
lobe. Cal says I need a Snickers. Yeah,
there you go. Are you on one of those funny no-sugar diets that aren't recommended?
Oh, those are not recommended. You know why? Because they
have
make
a Snickers.
You angry.
You're kind of a bitch when you're hungry.
I'm waiting for that to be in one of those commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love that. Remember the commercial that Liza Minnelli was sitting in the front and she was like angry? Yes. Give her a Snickers.
My favorite was still Betty White.
Yeah.
Put her in, and she's all.
You're playing like my.
Yeah, you're playing like my grandma.
That's what your girlfriend said.
Was it Abe Vigoda in one of those?
Yes, the same one.
Yep.
Yes. Same one. Oh my gosh!
I love it.
Anywho, just a week. The continued perfect job search is going on. A couple more contacts here and there.
Huh?
Interesting. Bootsy, who does a headhunting job for a living, she works out of for a company out of Chicago remotely, and all he does is reviews resumes all day long. And we had a conversation last week about it. He reviewed the resume that I had just done, and then he's like, "Oh yeah, there's a couple things you need to fix." Never even thought about it, but he's like, "You would be surprised at these little tiny things because not in this day and age, nobody." Not as many humans are looking at him. It's all OCR scanning.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's all, he goes, yeah, so this needs to all be fixed because it looks, and really it was just the tense of a couple of words. Mm-hmm. Whereas I was explaining in the resume what I had done previously, but I was doing it as, I was wording it as in I was actively doing it, not previously doing it. He's like, in some cases, he goes, that'll totally, because it doesn't look like you've done that or you're done with it or something. So we went through, tweaked a little, we're working on a cover letter for some things. Contact Mark Howard, our friend from Fez and Rebar. I got me in contact with two people rather prominent in the Valley. I didn't realize. One is a bigwig with Cox. The other one is owns Sierra Broadcasting here in town with multiple radio stations. So I'm in contact. I haven't made contact with her yet, but with him I already have to figure out maybe some things with that avenue, too. Because, again, I really would like to be back in full broadcast mode.
Is it that you want to live in a radio again?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Very nice.
I understand.
Yeah.
Homesick.
You know, they're not as roomy as they used to be.
Though. No, they're much smaller. Yeah. Much smaller, yeah.
Or are we bigger?
You have to downsize.
No, I want to live in the cloud.
I don't think Marty's going to fit.
My cat Marty? No fucking way.
I almost fucking knocked her out of the goddamn chair.
Now they're all bitchy.
I'm telling you right now, I almost knocked her out of
the
fucking
chair. I'm the
nice
one in this episode?
Currently.
Currently ranking first on the nice list.
I'm not fucking kidding. Cat almost got her ass.
Not only is that an alpha order, it's an order of niceness.
I, honest to God, I can't wait to go back. Could somebody tell me the time on that so that I can go back to 751. Just see my face on that?
I'm going to need another beer out of the Val Perkins Memorial fridge, please.
Yeah. That.
Oh, I know for a fact that I was like,
And then the other thing that happened today.
It's his name of his cat.
I get that.
Marty.
I know your damn name.
Fine. Well, not everyone else does.
So the other thing was, and just an oddity, though time to have done it. I was sitting here today prepping for the show, and my phone rings, and it's my neighbor across the street. Love her dearly, sweet woman. Take care of a lot. I've lived here, 18 years? I take care of all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. She calls me. And she says, well, it's time. I'm like, okay, for what? And she's like, well, it's time. She finally decided after many, many months of contemplating, she put one of her dogs down today because of a quality of life issue. So she says, so again, the woman is 74, 75 and has a boyfriend. I don't. So I'm like, so she's got game. He was coming to get her, to take her to the nap service.
Right.
And she's like, was wondering if you had time to come over and maybe dig a grave. So this afternoon I went out and
dug
the grave for the dog.
That's sweet.
Which I'm more of a cremation person with
I would agree.
Because I don't like the idea of surprises later when you're, let's plant a tree here.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're
look,
like,
Fido thinks
I went
Elk
Pet Cemetery. I'm like, yeah. What surprise are you waiting for?
I've never seen that.
Wait, so. They actually come back to life?
No, no. I just don't want to have to, you know, you stick a shovel in and you pull out. Oh, there's half a Fifi. Yeah, I don't need to do that. So
well, most of the time, people mark the graves and
oh no, yeah, but there's like seven dogs yeah. over there. I have no fucking idea where any sure. one of them. Well, I know where one is because I buried the one before earlier last year.
So you're her official grave digger, is what you're saying?
Only for these two dogs. Yeah. The rest
That's
of them have been
your funeral. I played in
what happened partition. To the last grave digger is what I want to know.
Well, he died like 9 years ago.
Is he yeah. in the backyard?
In the backyard, yeah.
No, no, no. Oh, no. No, Bill was donated to science.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he keeled over.
Is that what we're calling it now?
That's what you think.
Oh, she is too. They're part of some plan that when they die, you call an 800 number and the company comes and just gets them. It's done. They've already donated their bodies to science. It's over.
Like Walt Disney?
Oh, my God. I think Jose used to work for them. Incidentally. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
I don't know.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're not being buried. But no, when her husband passed away, these are the dogs that were still there, and we made the agreement of, you can't get any more dogs. Like, when these die,
right?
No more dogs.
Yeah.
Because the deal is that when she passes, I take care of the remaining yeah. dogs for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
They're down to one dog now.
Yeah, like, just these dogs that I can physically yeah. see right now.
You can't bring
yeah.
any more.
If you don't make the head count today, you don't yeah, make the out. Head count later.
No, right. no.
That's right. so sad, though. My mom's last cat just had to be put down this last week, and she's beside herself yeah. about it, because she has been like 40 years of always having a cat in the house.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, sad. Maggie, the little black skinny Maggie that runs around here all the time, she's been annoying as fuck lately. And when I came back after digging the grave over there, and
did you tell her all about it? Well, about the nap place?
Well, she came
take her over there and show her the
well,
hole.
Well, she came in and she was all nagging at me and screaming and shit. And I'm like, I got a place for you.
Yeah.
I'm already
you
thinking.
You see this shovel?
We can make this a spree.
I dug a big enough hole. Two of you.
I used
go.
To do that when I had chihuahuas. I used to look at them and be like, there's a nice Chinese food restaurant down the street, fuckers.
Oh, come on.
I'll take yeah. you people. Don't think I won't, Mushu Pork.
It's called Tan Fat.
Oh, that's great.
Better than white fat. Oh,
so, yeah, better than... yes. So, anywho, keep it on. I don't think there's any other wonderful... thing. If I do, I'll get to it later. We'll figure
like,
it out.
I couldn't remember the yeah, other yeah. thing that we were, that you said right after he was talking about the resume, but I had something on that too. But I'll think of it when I re-listen. But the resume, I have only done a resume one time because my
and
job
was to get on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
my
still
job,
not getting paid
my job
shit.
Out of high school was the first job, so there was nothing to put on there.
Right.
I got hired at Taco Bell because I knew somebody, so I just like walked in the door and they were like, you know, Kenny got me this job. Sat for an interview, but I certainly didn't have a resume, and I was 19 years old. I worked at a store.
Mm-hmm.
And got the job at Hilton because I was doing aerobics. The lady that taught the aerobics
That's
class
not
I
where
was
I thought
in.
That was going.
Yeah. The lady that taught the aerobics no. class was the HR lady for Hilton, and so she got me the job because I wanted a nighttime job. I got the job at the bar because I knew them, and the one of my teachers was the HR director for Good Sam, so she just got me into the interview. So I didn't do a resume till I was... like, but like, I was kind of between jobs. They had closed the one department I was in, so I went to Mayo, and I went online and just did the copy-paste with the online resume.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do the best job possible because the lady's reading the resume to me, and she says, oh, you graduated from this school. I'm like, I went to a lot of colleges, but I didn't go to that one. I'm like, what? And then she reads it. It was like 1, 2, 3, any city, any state, USA. I had left whole parts of the blank resume.
Any town, USA.
In there. It kept insert coming your... up. So she had to ask me which parts were from the blank resume, which parts did I type in. And I was like, mostly things that are misspelled would be mine. Not all.
Did you get the job?
No, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But then, and it was, so I'm, it was for Mayo Clinic, and their corporate, the Mayo Clinic is at, like, Tatum and, like, 55th Street, or whatever that, or, you know what I mean?
It's 56th
101
Street.
And 56th Street.
Yeah.
But their offices are over in Fountain Hills.
Oh, that
so
awful
I'm on
Mayo
that,
campus over there,
so
way
I'm
out Shea Boulevard.
Long haul to Fountain Hills to take the drug test and fill out the paperwork. Because they had offered me the job, and then I get a call from the floor that I work on now, and the manager was like, somebody said you don't know that you got the job up here. And I was like, no one's called me. Like, I interviewed, but you didn't call me. She's like, oh, Jesus, we just assumed you knew that we were hiring you. She's like, that was just a formality. So we were joking so much through it. She's like, it wasn't real. Well, she's like, you got recommended. We picked you up. Like, you start.
You've already missed two shifts.
Yeah. Like, what is going on? And I'm like, oh my God, I should probably go and take that drug test. Just, you know what I mean? To get, because otherwise they're going to think I didn't go to Mayo because I was going to fail the drug test. And she, so she was like, so did you go to the drug test? I'm like, you know how far that is? I just turned around. I was never going to keep that job anyways. Something in the house is killing me.
Oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
Don't die.
No, please.
Or maybe do. I don't know how Marnie feels about it.
Yeah, which way you want to work on that?
Right now it's okay.
I'll check with Marnie.
Yeah, right now it's okay. You can come back.
I can bring Marty in here. He can lay right there.
Oh,
no, I said, I'll check with her to see what, you know, what's, am I going to live or die? What am I allowed to do?
Never
can we just go with thoughtful vulgarity?
No, it, huh?
That sounded like the beginning of...
No, somebody messaged me. I've got the audio up on... There's a lot going on over here, too.
I get very busy.
Oh, it's going to kill me when I listen back to find out what you said that I have to
I don't know what I
on.
Said. I know you made eye contact and made a motion, too. I don't know who it was.
You. Okay.
I made a comment about resumes, how they're scanned. It's an OCR scan.
Yeah, and then she said something, and I lost it.
God only knows what I said.
Because then Marty got mean again. And,
well, let's work on this.
Obsession. Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references, only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
Oh, my. I'm sure we've all got a little something this week. I'm guessing.
Listen here and listen good, Shonda Rhimes. I have a Grey's Anatomy bone to pick with you. Fucking Shonda.
I love it.
Here's the thing.
They killed off somebody.
No, but the thing is, they didn't kill her. I'm so very upset. Right. I know, you heard it. I'm very upset. So I watched this whole episode. Spoilers are right here. So if you are worried about that and are that far behind on your Grey's Anatomy... I don't care. Skip ahead.
Yeah.
You've been warned. So we know that Arizona is leaving. She's going to New York. We're very sad about it, but happy for them because they're real people.
Or are they?
They are.
Okay.
I promise. I promise you. Right. Someday when I meet Sarah Ramirez, you know what I'm going to say to her? I'm going to say to her, Dr. Torres, it's so nice to meet you.
Right? You're just going to leave it at that. That's
real
right.
People.
Right. Right.
Anyway, so Arizona's leaving. Then I sit down, as I do almost every Friday, to watch my Grey's Anatomy from the night before.
Right.
Because I can't be behind. Because I have to know what my friends are doing.
Well, of course. They haven't called you.
They haven't called me. I just have to watch their show.
They don't
show.
Call. They don't write.
They're
assholes.
They still love me, and sons I know that they do.
Bitches.
So then, all of a sudden, it looks like, oh my God, they're going to kill April Kepner. That's amazing.
I don't know who April Kepner
doesn't,
is.
Doesn't
friend.
Matter.
She's a real person.
She's a real person on the show. It's fine. Okay. It's fine. She's been through a lot of things.
Just that.
She's been through a lot of things. But my favorite way to write somebody off of a show is to give them a horrible death. Like, that's what you should do.
Yeah, but you
especially
can't do
on
that.
Grey's Anatomy. You have to do it. You have to.
No, because they're just going to come back.
They killed Derek.
But did they?
They. No, sure did.
How do you know?
Because I cried for 4 days over it. I watched the funeral episode and was beside myself.
Good luck with the diet.
And hello, Michael.
Here's the thing. So clearly the episode progresses and it appears that they're not going to kill her. And so I'm already very upset because they're going to bring her back to life. Because she's leaving the show. So why wouldn't you just kill her and be done with it? Handy little ending. Goodbye. Have a nice life.
Okay.
Go find a Netflix show. I don't know what you're going to do with your life. But you don't need to work anymore because you've been on Grey's Anatomy for 10 years.
Okay.
Right.
You good.
Right.
Oh, you're going to live off residuals forever.
But it becomes very clear that they're not going to kill her.
Okay.
Fuck. But then, wait, there's no brain activity. Oh, maybe we're going to pull the plug. Maybe we're going to organ donate. All right.
All right. All right.
We're back in
strong
business.
Strong work, organ donation. Right.
So then the ex-husband sits down, holds her hand. The atheist ex-husband sits down, holds her hand, and starts praying, and the bitch wakes up.
Oh. Well, thoughts and prayers.
Can't.
Duh.
Can't. Shonda.
I feel like this is a little
Shonda,
more.
And that's why
you need to knock
I
this
can't
shit
wa-
off.
A little more I can't than watch an obsession. That show.
I feel like this is a little more than an obsession.
Yeah. Fruit Loops.
Maybe. Do we need an intervention?
Was I not obsessed enough about it?
No. But I think it's a little more than an obsession.
Like, maybe. Misunderstand.
Yes.
Not understand the assignment.
God. They're not real people.
Yeah, they are.
First of all.
Right.
Don't tell me they're not real people. Second of all.
As a person who asks cab drivers to take me to Barnaby Lane.
Oh.
Barbary Lane. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. See, you get it.
I know. I told you. Marianne Singleton sometimes goes by Laura Linney. I can't explain it. I don't know what she's doing.
I don't know why.
But she's getting work.
Listen, you got to be a part of the world. You got to cope however you can cope.
Exactly. So she goes by a different name sometimes. I don't know.
But she came back to life because he prayed about it. Nope.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to need a written explanation of how you go from no brain activity to brain activity. But.
God, it was a freaking miracle.
Oh, I'm they more concerned about the message they're sending about an atheist sitting down all of a sudden praying and things start fucking working. No.
I get it. You're sad. You love her. You want her to live.
Hashtag thoughts and
you do
prayers.
Weird no, things. You no. think, oh, maybe this is a thing, but she shouldn't have woken up. Her kidney should be in somebody else right now.
Yeah.
Marnie, what's your obsession?
My obsession is...
Better yet. Hold on.
Totally.
Was she intubated or was she sitting there like with no tube in her mouth?
Oh,
see.
Because you know they have a tube in her mouth, you can't harvest the organs. Because you got to keep them intubated and breathing. Because then they're not technically dead.
I don't know. There were tubes at one point, but then she just like woke up and smiled and talked to him. So there couldn't have been tubes there.
So she was not on her way to be an organ. She wasn't giving anybody her kidneys in that situation.
Listen to me, Shonda Rhimes. I've had it with your shit.
God.
I think that we should have a conversation about Kat and her, what?
So what? I've been duped into Shondaland. I'm not the only one.
Yeah, exactly. We all get there in our own special way.
I signed on to almost all of her damn projects. Isn't Rise one of hers, too?
I don't know.
No, she's
with
ABC.
Joey.
That's
you're fucking with Joey from Canada. Wait.
What happened?
Oh, I think he's not caught up.
Oh, different show maybe? I'm not sure what's going on, but there's something.
No, I think they're talking about...
I told you to skip ahead. You did.
Yeah, skip ahead.
Okay.
Marina?
Well, I don't...
Prom killer?
Yes.
No, the lawyer one is shot at. Never mind. Carry on.
Very good. Truly, it's a good obsession, because after going... I mean, they were snowing everyone at the prom by being as polite as they were, but everybody who was there was just short of that chick that was flashing her shit. Honest to God, they were just the nicest kids. And so I'm kind of obsessed with the fact that
you have hope for children.
I have hope for children.
Okay.
I mean, they were kind to everyone. There wasn't it was really quite fun. It was enjoyable to
that's nice
to watch them have fun, and they danced like there's no tomorrow. I mean, at my prom, that was not the case. You had your people that were a part of like the dance line that were out there, and you know, just all dancing with each other, whatever, and that was it.
I think I went to a dance. Once too, and I remember that one really dancing. Like the music was more geared toward it was more fun.
We did when we had a band. Like there were bands that they would bring in.
Prom night, we just
really
kept running out to the parking lot to drink and get high. Absolutely. Like I don't know how much time we actually spent there.
Yeah,
and I had a date afterwards, so I had to tell her like
I gotta go.
This is gonna be a pumpkin.
I'm here as a favor.
Yeah,
yeah.
She was a lovely girl.
I'm sure, but.
She was Pellegrino, I was Perkins. We spent a lot of time one seat away from each other.
Sure.
And our lockers were next to each other. Like, we spent a lot of time in high school, and then we went to Europe together after high school. And when that plane landed in JFK, we went a good 12 years without ever laying eyes on each other again, because it was like, we are breaking up.
This is too much. Too much.
We're not even a pretend couple, and we're sick of each other.
That's funny.
We's on the outs.
So anyway, that's my. I was excited that it was just kind of a nice obsession because they really surprised me, and they were just kind kids. And aside from the suit coats of some of them, dapper as hell. Like the guys, and it was very. The gals went out and had. I mean, it's a primarily Hispanic school. Like, there are a lot of Mexican kids there. So lots of quinceañeras, right, that they would have had these dresses, and they're beautiful dresses. But the fact that, like, guys were coming in like, blue suits, like, all blue, like a royal blue. Yeah. And it just, it was flashy, and the guys had their shoes that were match. It was just fucking fun, you know, to see that kind of thing. It was very fun.
I loved to ride my bike to Encanto Park. And if you go on a Saturday and you see everybody comes,
For the quinceañera.
The quinceañera pictures are there, and the whole party that they put together, and there's the girls all in dresses and the guys all in formals, and it just looks so nice, and they always, like, they look like they're having fun. You're like, you're fucking 15.
Yeah.
Like, and what is this holiday?
And they've spent so much money.
Like, it's, but it, and then, you know.
That's their thing, though. I mean.
Yeah, and they have these pictures taken in Canto, and I'm like, God, I hope you use a filter, because that park's kind of brown.
Well, and one of the gals
No, that grass is never green. It's green for, like, 2 weeks of the year.
Mm-hmm. One of Aaron's TAs, their teacher assistant, he was there. What a doll. And his girlfriend, they've been going out like 6 months, and she had never been to a prom. And so she was very worried about, she's a senior, but she was very worried, like, is my dress, you know, what about, and it was just cute to, like, go back to that time, just that innocence. And then they said, we are so hungry. And we're like, why? Her mom and dad, because of her never having been to a prom, and she didn't have a quinceañera because they couldn't afford it then to put it on the right. So they went out all out for this prom, and with the dress and the this, and spent over $600 alone just on a photographer.
Oh my gosh.
So they didn't get to eat.
Oh no.
Oh.
They were like, we were there forever, and it was just. But
oh, I thought you were going to say they starved the child to get a hand-me-down dress that was a little smaller.
Get in the dress. No, but it was. I just thought they were like, we're so hungry. Oh. But the parents were so excited, and I don't know. I don't think about those things now.
Yeah.
Right. Like I just think of shitty things and.
It's always good when you meet good children.
Right. Yeah.
Very encouraging.
Yeah. I believe they have the future.
that's the problem. So if they're shitty, then the future ain't looking so bright.
We should teach them well. Yeah. And then
let them lead the way.
If that's how you want to say it.
And do not get in a bathtub.
Allegedly.
With heroin. I have my finger.
So
on
no
the
baby's
pulse.
Born?
Well, maybe then. You know, like,
the dumpster baby.
No babies in the toilet.
We did not see anything like that. Actually, I steered clear of the bathroom because I didn't want to know.
So you're not going to help the girl with the slit all the way up the front.
I'm going to mock the shit out of her.
You're not going to go check the toilet bowls for babies.
No. Hey, I was a plus one. I don't need to do any of that shit. I just need to snip the boys' coats, and that's it.
There's some TV show where the line was, you can't get pregnant from your first time, said every girl at the senior prom giving birth in a bathroom.
Just saying. I looked at Aaron and I said, okay, now for the juniors that are here, let's see, 9 months, carry the one. All right, let's pay attention. We're going to know when this fucker was conceived.
February birthdays.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Very suspicious.
Very suspicious.
So the thing that I forgot, which I guess I'll make my obsession, because I'm really not obsessed with anything besides, like, getting a day off, was the Val Perkins Memorial Fridge.
Why are we obsessed with the Val Perkins Memorial
Saturday
Fridge?
Saturday or Sunday night, I was at work, and I was like, 11C, this is Al. Hi, Val. And I just had enough. I'm like, it's Alfred. And, like, Valfred, huh? That's a strange name. And I'm like, okay, this is Al. I didn't know where you got the V, but no, it's Alfred. I'm like, no V. Like, my mouth doesn't make funny noises or add Vs.
Right.
But that's my favorite thing. Valfred. That's a funny name.
I'm changing you to that in my phone right now.
But can you get that picture? Can you get the picture?
Whoops.
Can you pull up the picture from my Facebook page from my birthday?
Oh, I just pulled up the picture of that.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we're getting
it's
it
fantastic.
From.
Fantastic.
But
So what do you want?
That picture from my Facebook page that everyone thought was the wig, the B. Arthur picture.
Oh, stand by. Yes, I'll get that.
Oh, that was funny.
So
wait, that's not a wig?
No, it's my hair.
Oh.
What?
I think I've heard this story before.
So I thought we needed a little clarification on that.
We need a lot of clarification on that, because what is
happening. So it was because somebody thought, because we have this thing at work where we'll put up like new nurses or like seasoned nurses, as they like to call them. They'll put a picture up. So like if you don't know someone's name, you can go look at the pictures. Mm-hmm. And they have like one experienced nurse on the board with all these new people. Well, because no one, as far as I know, no one took any pictures at my nursing school graduation. There are none. And I don't look all that different from then. Bald then, fat, all the same things. It. So that picture, because it's a, there's a stethoscope on, someone thought it was my nursing school graduation and I had put a wig on. I did not.
Which is not outside the realm of possibility. Let's be clear.
I did not get
up. No one was surprised by you having a wig on.
Yeah, and I absolutely did not put, like, I was like, I don't know where you're coming up with this. I forgot the stethoscope, but it was from when I was 15 years old. And it's from a play, and I was playing like a mad doctor or a mad scientist or something. So it's just baby powder in my hair to make it look gray, and very, very subtle stage makeup. So it
very subtle stage makeup.
No, it really. I mean, because you don't know that like there's like lines painted on my like.
Here's the picture in question.
Like you could kind of see that there's lines. It's the end of the show, so I'm kind of sweaty. You know what I mean? So the lines have sweated
off. It kind of looks like if you did the face swap with you and my mom right now.
I was
that's honest to God her hairstyle.
But I was just amazed at that 15-year-old skin. Like, Christ, Lord.
It's fantastic. Yeah, seriously.
Like, that's good skin for a 15-year-old really for the zitty fit period of life.
Look at it. Nina's not buying it.
No, that's my actual, and that, and there's very few pictures of me with that hair because I made sure that in the world they don't exist. But I had the flip up hair that would,
I saw that
when I would part it down the middle, yeah. it was the curly feathers. So I would have to wear a ski cap over my head while I was getting ready to try to like flatten it out. And it wasn't until I went to a part of town where they straightened hair on the regular that they straightened my, that I had my hair straightened, and that's, and then I decided to get my passport picture taken that week. And it looked like someone peed on my head because I just had straight, flat, long hair. Oh, my God.
Where's that picture? Huh? Let's get that
picture. It's in my first passport.
Oh, well, we'll need to scan that, please, and figure that out.
And then it got fixed almost. Someone had to come in and fix
that.
Gosh,
real fast, I hope. Real fast.
Yeah.
That was the days of playing with the hair.
So, obsession for me a little bit was, remember earlier we were talking about I wish that I would have understood the humor of Letterman when I was younger.
Sure.
And it's one of these things, I don't love it or hate it, I'm sure, pretty sure it's a love or hate relationship with this movie with a lot of people. I happened to catch the very beginning, it was starting on one of the channels a few days ago, may have actually just been last weekend, yeah, this past weekend, the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And I'm always fascinated by this movie because there is so much going on in the movie. Mechanically, they made all the props, everything they did, the set, the boat, the Willy Wonka, the whatever, the Wonkamobile car, all these things going on. So it's another one of those things that when you watch it, you forget how adult that movie is.
Yeah.
There's a lot, and sure. They even, I watched some documentaries about the making of the movie and how it was written and how this happened and how that happened and blah, blah, blah. When they wrote it, they knew that there were two bylines. There was a line, not a byline, but there were two storylines or so that the kids are going to get one thing, adults are going to get another, and it works on all levels of it. But it's a dark movie, but again, there's so many wonderful lines and jokes that go in the movie. So you go into the rabbit hole of that where you find, oh, I wonder if there's anything on YouTube about this movie, the set, the making, the right. Oh, yeah. So there is.
Probably lots, sure.
There was a good amount of it. So that was quite interesting. But again, it was the, I watched it when I was younger.
Right.
And I didn't remember it much from being younger, but then as I got older. But yeah, you go through and you learn stuff. And that whole thing at the end where, you know, the moral of the story, spoiler alert, here's the spoiler for fucking Willy Wonka. They're looking for an honest kid because he wants to give the chocolate factory to a kid, right?
Right.
So they're all,
spoiler alert,
they're all the kids are all stealing monsters, candy and doing shit along the way to give up the secrets, blah blah blah. Anywho, that speech at the end where Charlie goes in, Charlie and the grandpa go into the office, the office where everything's half,
right,
mm-hmm. And Willy Wonka goes off on that speech. I found out that that was unrehearsed.
Oh,
I didn't know that. They didn't know. It was written. Here was the speech, but they had no idea what he was going to do.
Okay.
And he said that the kid that played Charlie Bucket, the actor, he said, I felt bad because I wanted an honest reaction from him And Eddie Albert is not Eddie Albert. Is that right? Eddie Albert that played the Grandpa Joe?
No.
Is it Eddie? No. Not Eddie Albert. Yeah, no.
Nope. Yeah, you're on the right track. Edward Albert.
I think that's correct.
Okay.
I think it's right, because he was also in Chico and the Man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but Eddie Albert, I'm thinking of Green Acres, right? Is that not
that's
Eddie
I think
Albert?
It's Edward
Are you
Albert.
Thinking Jack Albertson?
Jack Albertson. My bad. Okay. My bad. Okay. Thank you very much,
no,
Kat. And Google.
Like,
so Jack Albertson. Anyway, so Gene Wilder specifically did not tell the other actors in the scene, nor the cameraman or anybody else, what he was going to do.
Okay.
And did that whole take and did that whole thing. So all of their reactions were genuine. Like, the fuck is this?
Right.
But anyway, I think that's a great speech when he goes, you know, the et cetera and so forth, and it's print, like he mm-hmm. goes that whole speech. This was fascinating to see it.
I see.
And then you find out things about how the set was made and like the where he sits down and he drinks out of the little teacup, the little mm-hmm. flower. It was all made of wax, so when he bites it at the very end,
right.
he said, I had to hold the wax in my mouth and chew on it until they called cut because I had to spit it out.
Oh.
Anyway, just interesting things about it, but I'm fascinated. It started with a couple weeks ago with all of the background scenes of all of these TV shows that I find out are all green screen and how they mm-hmm. do it. And now
Willy Wonka's a giant set.
Huge set.
Yeah.
Huge set. And it was in Germany is where they shot it all. Because they didn't want it, their goal was to make it not look like anywhere so that it wouldn't like when it played in America. Oh, then the other thing I found out about it, another interesting thing, they were trying to figure out funding for the movie. They went to Quaker Oats. Quaker Oats was going to come out with a new candy bar, a new chocolate bar. So they're like, okay, how about this? You call it the Wonka Bar. We will release the movie the same time you release the Wonka Bar. Boom, we got a whole thing. Everybody loved it. They gave them the money. Everything happened. Well, apparently there was a problem with the Wonka Bar mixture. And when Quaker Oats sent all the Wonka Bars out to all the places, they all just melted. The chocolate wouldn't say at whatever temperature, even at room temperature, because they all melted, and it was a horrible marketing campaign. It all went to shit. But the movie was a success. Not at first. The movie was not a success at first, but I think later on it became more of a maybe like a cult hit or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
Yeah, and I never got that movie.
Oh, I read the books like right away.
Yeah.
Like when I could read those books and just loved it and the.
So I was delighted by the remake because I was like, that first one is just.
Oh, I hated
it. I didn't like the remake. Even though I love Johnny Depp, I didn't like the remake.
No.
Oh, and see, I much prefer it. I like the kid
Oompas
more.
Are more charming.
In the remake?
In the remake, yeah.
Oh
yeah. The first one creeps
me out.
Yeah, and I can see that.
So
that
much.
Does it even now? Like, if you were to watch it now, would it?
I can't even make it through it. Like,
even
it just,
as an adult.
Oh. About 20
Gene
minutes
Wilder,
in it.
Like,
yep, yeah.
Gene Wilder himself just creeps me out. I'm like, don't
Gene,
come near
and
me.
And I love him in every
man.
Movie but that one. That one still, it starts, and I'm like, oh, I got to get out of this.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I think he's fantastic in that.
Well, yeah, and I mean, and
like, I do too.
But it's kind of like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. There's a lot of movies that I tell people, like, I was too old for that. I was too old for a certain movie, like The Gremlins or like Goonies, whatever it's called.
Oh my God!
Like Goonies. I'm too. I was just a little bit too old to watch a movie for someone age. But that movie, I'm like, I never felt I was the right age. Like it was just creepy.
Okay.
And he was just
he's
the funny guy
awful,
from Young Frankenstein and like. I was used to him being
silly. I can
see
that, yeah.
He's kind of a dick dog.
But like, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and I mix them up into one movie, so I don't know where one starts
and
the other one ends.
He called everybody out. Like, he totally called everybody out.
And the kids were awful, and I was afraid I was awful and going to get drowned. And
I want my Oompa Loompa now!
Yeah, like, they were just...
And then he was all like, just a... Yeah, that was fantastic. Mm-hmm.
She talked about that.
My
she talked
TV.
About that scene where she jumps up on the bad egg indicator, and she said that you know one of the things when she got up there, she had to stand perfectly still because when the trapdoor fell out from under her, they're like, if you have your arms out, you're going to hit the sides and could injure yourself. So she jumps up and she's stiff as a board and she jumps up there. Yeah, interesting.
I do love that.
Well, and I guess the catalyst for the movie, they Gene Wilder had seen the script and they went through all of the stuff and he said they're somewhere. Asking him about doing the movie, and he said, I have one stipulation. And they're like, what is it? He goes, when I walk out to the gate, I want to walk out like I'm injured.
Yeah.
Where he does the with the cane and
I've never made it the movie.
Yeah.
When they meet at the gate at 10 a.m. on the date with the five golden tickets where it's the five kids and their parents, the clock chimes 10, the door opens, he walks out, and there's a very long red carpet that he walks out on. And he walks and he's got a severe limp. He walks with a cane. And he walks and he gets, let's say, 10 feet from the gate. And as he's walking, the cane sticks in the bricks and he loses it. And he makes a motion with his hand like, okay. And it does a somersault and mm-hmm. it comes up and he's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. And he said, I want that scene to be in the movie because at that point, nobody in the movie will ever know if that character is lying or telling the truth, sure. which made the whole twisted story.
Oh, I
got you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Which I thought was good. So now, see, if you were to watch it now, you might be like, oh, I get it.
No. Yep.
Very different.
Yep. But yeah, and that's because everything goes to a hush when he comes out and he's walking like that. Like, all of a sudden, you see him come out and then.
Mm, yeah. And for some reason, that movie in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang just disturbed me.
Okay.
But again, I thought The Wizard of Oz was a horror movie. Because that movie just scared the shit out of me.
When I was really young, The Flying Monkeys got me.
Everything scared the crap out of me.
Nothing else bothered me, but The Flying Monkeys got me. But then later in life, again, I see it. And again, it's another thing that later in life you hear humor that you never heard before as a kid.
Oh, and I've told that story 1,000 times. That when people were like, they made a musical, I'm like, with what fucking songs? And they're like, it's a musical. I'm like, there's one song. And then it's just scary. And then I watched it as an adult. I'm like, these people never stop fucking singing.
All the time.
They're singing here. They're singing there. There's a song for every goddamn thing. Yeah. I was so traumatized by those monkeys.
Yeah, the monkeys are really scary. Funny. Which is why I find it really, just really wise to just fall asleep in the poppies and then just be done with the movie.
Take the heroin. Right. Bliss out.
When she passes out in the poppies, you just go ahead and take yourself a little nap. And The Wizard of Oz is a wonderful movie.
Oh, yeah, that whole see everything. Whoa.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God. Well, there, we've beat that segment up, and there's that. So let's go on to this segment, shall we?
Yeah.
How about a little headlines coming at you at the end of hour one, going into our second hour, but these are the teasers. It's the stories we're going to tell you about right after the crossover. How about this? No sex on patrol.
To be determined.
It's just shitty.
That does not have a silver lining.
I think this is your same story. Very moving brownies.
To be determined.
Tommy Lahren's still a cunt.
I guess you could use it on your skin, too.
Also, feathers ruffled in a domestic fight. These stories and who knows what else we're going to come up with coming up in this segment we call Headlines. Oh, it's all good.
It's all good.
All right, boys and girls, we'll be back right after this. We're going to go get coffee.
Because I am not one of your fans!
You're listening to You Talk America.
Educates, syncopates, radio comes.